God will not break your head to give you a breakthrough. Don't let anybody lie to you. Opportunity come but once. That's a lie of the devil. I returned again and I saw that the race is not to the swift, the battle not to the strong. Ecclesiastes 9:11. Nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of skill, nor favor to men of understanding, but time and chance happeneth. To finish well, number three, you must understand that life has passers by. Life has passers by. You say you are not able to finish, and the passers by begin to mock you. Sir, not everybody or everything in life is for keeps. Are you aware there are some opportunities that are passers by? Every opportunity you have to struggle and kill yourself to maximize, let it go. Oh, there's opportunity now to travel abroad. You must just bring 12 million. You sell land. You sell it. If they will sell you, that money does not come. Sir, let the opportunity go. God will not kill you in the name of blessing you. That opportunity is what? A passerby. You want to get married, and this marriage is almost breaking your neck. The father of the bride does not like you. The mother does not like you. The sisters don't like you. The groom, the parents don't like you. Everyone don't like you. You say, no, by fire, by force, by fire, I must enter. Time is going. I must marry. They say, they don't like you. With time, they will like me. Let it go. It's a passerby. Every door, you have to sell your land. That is how we got to where we are. God will not kill you just because he wants to bless you. God will not break your head to give you a breakthrough. When it becomes too heavy and you're under pressure, you have to check again. Psalm 85 verse 8, we know what he shall speak. He shall speak peace. Anytime you lose your peace, God is not involved. Hey, this opportunity, hey, if I don't do it now, hey, sir, let it go, it's not yours. Not all opportunity that presents itself to you should be maximized. There are some opportunities, let them go. Any opportunity that comes your way and puts you under pressure is a disaster in waiting. Let it go. Let it go. There's an opportunity to buy some a land cheap and you don't have the money there. So let that opportunity go. A better one will come. Don't let anybody lie to you. Opportunity come but once. That's a lie of the devil. I returned again and I saw that the race is not to the swift, the battle not to the strong. Ecclesiastes 9:11. Nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of skill, nor favor to men of understanding, but time and chance happeneth. Sir, if the opportunity will put you under pressure, let it go. Look at this car. Buy it and be paying gradually. Let it go. Buy this land and pay whenever. I don't have the money. Let it go. It is what? A passerby. When you see such opportunities and you are not prepared for it, just remember, Papa said this thing is what? Passerby. Let it go. Let it go. If it is too good to be true, it is not true. Not all good ideas are God's ideas, but all God's ideas are good ideas. Let some things go. Passerby. Opportunity comes, but anyone that would stretch you is not of God. Let it go. It's a passerby. Let some things go. In this life of greatness, there are opportunities we will lose. There are friends we will lose. There are people that walk out of our lives, but they are out of your life for a greater good. They are out of your life for a greater good. When people walk out of your life, sometimes you now discover, what were you even doing with them? It just dawns on you. What were you even doing with them? Some opportunities that come, others are grabbing them. Sir, there are things that are passerby. Let them pass by. What is yours will not leave you.